Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
90068.
Will you repeat the zip code again?
90068.
90068.
Right. Stephen, Stephen, Magnus, Magnus.
Mannes?
Magnes.
Will you spell that first name?
Stephen, Stephen.
Stephen.
Stephen. Mm-hmm. I have to
verify your shipping address for me.
2537 Outpost Drive.
Yeah, I do see here you have the Green 8 gummies.
Yes. When I saw this on I got the email saying that I had ordered these gummy. I didn't remember ordering any gummy things, and it didn't say how much it was or what they were or anything. And so I called and told you that, and so they put it over to a fraud thing, and then they put me on hold waiting for them to process whatever they're doing. And in the meantime, I went back and looked on the data, and I finally figured out that this was this order for CBD that I got through this ad for Oprah and Dr. Oz, you know, on a thing like that. And so I was ordering that, but actually the order never went through. I never got a confirmation or anything, so I thought it didn't go through. And I never went back and tried to order it again. But then when this came, you know, I was totally taken back and didn't even know what it was. So I went back to that original ad, and I see that that was the one I tried to order and I didn't think got ordered, and I never got a confirmation that it was, you know, taken or anything. And so, but I did order that originally, and but didn't recognize it from what I got, you know, that came up later. So you can tell them in the fraud department that it's not a fraud, that I apparently did, you know, put this through. And and if it's, you know, what I'm thinking here, then, you know, it's something that I can use and I want. It's not, you know, it just sounded crazy when I saw it. It didn't look like anything from the original thing that I had ordered, but apparently it is. And when I went back to that order thing, there was a thing they're calling it the Green Ape, you know. So at any rate, what I'm saying is that it's a legitimate order, and that you can tell them, you know, that they don't have to waste the time on the fraud thing.
Okay, I do understand. So you're saying that you don't want it?
I know. I'll go ahead and take the order, you know, now that I know what it is. And but I didn't connect what I got here with that order. I mean, things really got screwed up with this and made me doubt that that was even any order I placed, you know. And when I went back and looked at that, then it made sense. And it's actually a CBD product, and they didn't make any reference to that at all in here. It's just that it was gummies. And I thought, what? But but they're checking it out as fraud, and it's not. Because I thought it was processed and done. So they must have, and they had my address and email and all this, you know. And why would someone place an order for me and send it in, you know, unless it was a fake company? And then when I called and everything was legitimate, then I thought, okay, then I'll go ahead and take this.
Okay, I do understand. Just hold one moment.
I was on hold for quite a while there, and finally I just hung up because, you know, once I found out that that was, in other words, I would tell them exactly what I just told you, and that, you know, I'll accept the order.
Okay, what I can do, I can offer you a 20% discount.
That would be great.
Okay, just one moment.
You know, the one thing I was concerned about was that I never got a confirmation that the order went through, and then a, you know, a documented receipt of what I had ordered and all the costs and things like that. And then just suddenly that I see it did go through, you know, but I never got notified of that. That's what made me think something crazy, you know, was going on.
Okay, so you do agree to that 20% discount going forward?
Okay.
Just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did add that 20% discount to your account. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's fine. And you let the fraud report know that that was, I don't want them having to go through all of that.
I'm sorry, you said what now?
Let the fraud department know that that is all taken care of, that it was not a fraud thing. I don't want them having to, you know, go doing what all they have to do needlessly, you know.
Yes, I do understand. So I did add that 20% discount to the account. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that'll be it then.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.